Can't hear nothing. Please come to your breath. Relax your face. Relax the corners of your mouth. I personally tend to scowl when I meditate or concentrate and try to loosen your mouth. Loosen your eyes. Take tension out of your eyelids. Tighten your belly slightly, which turns your tailbone down. Now we'll start the traditional preliminaries to a meditation after you close your eyes. And we'll be covering this in the next few sessions together. It's called Soksak, which means collecting good karma to improve the meditation that we're about to have, and purifying negative karma that might obstruct the meditation we're about to have. So just before you meditate, you try to collect some good karma and clean some bad karma. So please bring your heart teacher in front of you, or how you imagine them to be, if you haven't met them yet. Think of something about them that you admire, which is the reason why they're your teacher. And then make them an offering. The highest offering is to offer your teacher your practice, which means your kindness to other people, your taking care of other people. So think of something you've done in the last day or two and offer that to your teacher. Then we clean our conscience. You can't meditate with something on your conscience. So think of something in the last day or two just to represent maybe many negative karmas. And think of something specific in the last day or two that you would like to clean from your conscience. And open your heart to your teacher and let them see inside the mistake you made in the last day or two. Maybe you got upset with someone or angry or said something unkind. In my case, I tend to say sarcastic things that hurt people's feelings. Think of something and tell your teacher openly. Then think of something good you've done in the last day or two, something you would like to celebrate. Maybe it was something that was a little difficult for you, dealing with a Dharma brother or sister that you have some trouble with. And maybe you overcame that and said something nice to them or helped them or thought about saying something nice to them. Let your lama know the goodness also. And it's very powerful to rejoice in the good things that other people are doing, who are maybe more capable to do good things than we are. Maybe in a special sense, maybe they're more warm to people than we are, or maybe they can get up earlier in the morning to serve people than we can. Think of someone you've seen in the last day or two who did something kind for someone else. And in your mind, congratulate them and think how you'd like to be like that. The next step is think about a change that you'd like to make in yourself. Say by the end of next week now, how would you like to be different next week because of this week? What would you like to take home? What would you like to become part of who you are? And think about that. And ask your teacher to help you. Next week, I put into practice the things I learned this week in the retreat. Please help me to make some changes in my life and in who I am. And then the final preparation for meditation is to ask your teacher to stay near. In a practical sense, once you find your heart teacher, and each person is different, each person might need a different heart teacher, but when you find them, try to stay close to them physically. Maybe live near them. And then, when you can't be with them physically, then ask them to maintain a presence near you so that you feel them during the day and they guide you unseen during the day. So that's the final step before meditation, is to ask them to stay near. And please slowly come back to your breath. And then when you're ready, you can open your eyes. Okay. Take a stretch.